This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The final day of the special chiefs meeting of the Assembly of First Nations was on Thursday, and there was continued pushback to the notion of a new pipeline to Canada's west coast and the lifting of a tanker ban along that coast. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, three federal cabinet ministers took the stage to address the chiefs.
The cabinet ministers included Rebecca Ulte, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, Mandy Galmasti of Indigenous Services, and Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne. They were there to push the Prime Minister's agenda of major nation-building projects, and they stressed that they needed First Nations as economic partners. The main issue that continued to dominate discussion is the likelihood of a lifting of the oil tanker ban on the West Coast to support a new pipeline. Eldon Yellowhorn is an Indigenous Studies expert at Simon Fraser University. He says Native leaders have good reason to fear a lifting of the tanker ban.
Driven by fears of an oil spill, you know, the tanker ban, and for good reason. I mean, Exxon Valdez disaster in 1989, it still has its mark on the land and the sea around Alaska. And there's very real fears here that something similar could happen. It could wipe out entire coastal communities and their livelihoods. So there's a real fear about that particular resolution.
The key minister helping to advance the major project's agenda was not present for the final day. He had run into trouble last week when he brushed off concerns from coastal First Nations after he failed to meet with them before the signing of the pipeline agreement with Alberta. He did eventually meet with those First Nations, but some have said they weren't satisfied with what they heard. Many chiefs say the proposals for developing resources are an attack on First Nations rights. Some, however, have expressed an openness to pipeline ownership. Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne told the meeting that Indigenous partnership was key to speeding up major projects, boosting economic growth, and strengthening Canada's position at home and abroad. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A Navajo children's television show is returning with a holiday special. Reporter Jill Freitas has more.
The Navajo Highway special is titled Yate Kishmish, which is Merry Christmas in Navajo. It's the show's first full holiday-themed episode. The creator of the series, filmmaker and musician Pete Sands, says the show teaches Navajo culture.
Parts of it is my childhood, and part of it is how I wish my childhood was. So it's a balance of both, and I think shining positivity on Indigenous cultures is important to do.
The series blends puppetry, storytelling, and Navajo humor, all set along the winding highways of the Navajo Nation. San says that a memory he had of a teacher using puppets to help children listen gave him the idea to use them in his show.
Seeing a teacher friend of mine who's trying to tell her first grade students to clean up, but they wouldn't listen to her. So she reached into her desk and she pulled out a hand puppet and started talking to her class and the puppet. And they listened to her, to the puppet actually. And so this is like a light bulb went off in my head. Like, wait, there's something to this. Maybe I could use this.
The holiday episode highlights traditional winter teachings, including family gatherings, gratitude, and the meaning of giving. Season 2 of the series begins production next year. San says there will be new puppets and new locations, but says the heart of the show remains the same, teaching children simple Diné words and phrases through everyday scenes and conversations. The Navajo Highway's holiday special and Season 1 is now streaming on the First Nations Experience, or FNX, platform. I'm Jill Freitas.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP, whose Family Caregiver Resource Guide is available to caregivers by calling 877-333-5885 or at aarp.org/caregiver-resources.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.